您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Imagine this picture. In torrential rain, a father holds an umbrella over the head of his 4-year-old son while he himself is completely soaked. This is a photo that's gone viral on Sina Weibo. I am very touched by what the father has done, and I think it's unconditional love, but I already heard a lot of you guys don't think that is the case at all. Is there something not quite right just about there?
I don't know if it's not quite right. I mean, the thing is that you do seem to be quite moved by the emotional aspect of the picture, don't you, really, which shows this
the
father.
The heart melted.
But really, it's...
Oh, don't say stuff for me.
It's twaddle, though. And I'll tell you why it's twaddle. Because...why didn't he just pick up the boy and carry him, and then they could have both been dry? I mean, is he a bit stupid?
Well, but the father was insistent.
Don't say stupid. Don't call anybody bad names,
right? No, I didn't say he was. I asked it in the question form.
Okay,
is he a bit stupid?
Can I ask you a question then, Mark?
Yes.
Let's say you're just holding a bag of apples that's, like, not very heavy.But can you hold it for, like, 20 minutes and walking at the same time? Wouldn't it become heavier?
Well, I'm sure
his son isn't as heavy as a bag of tomatoes.
But I have a small dog who weighs 13 kilos.
That's
and
heavy.
Sometimes I've had to carry that dog a considerable distance home. So, yes, I could do it. The other thing is,
What about
though,
the umbrella bit, then? I mean,
I've done that with I have done that.
Can you get the both people...all keep them dry? Can you do
but
that?
Look, when... yes, I can. But you see, like, when I was a little boy, I mean, in this situation, my dad used to lift me onto his shoulders, right? I'm sure your dad did the same thing, and Lai Ming's as well. And so why didn't he lift the boy onto his shoulders and get the boy to hold the umbrella?
Because his father was insistent on not holding the son in his arms, because he believed in not spoiling him,
but he's covering with an umbrella, carrying it like a servant, you know, back in the Ming Dynasty. How can you say that he's not spoiling the boy?
I see the paradox here.
So, to me, the whole thing seems crazy.Really?
You think it's crazy that father is sheltering his son from rain?
I didn't say that,
did I?
I don't think it's crazy that he's sheltering him, no. I think there was no reason for the man to get so wet. Either the boy could be on his shoulders carrying the umbrella, or the boy could be carried by the man who would then hold the umbrella himself. It seems to me totally unnecessary. And for somebody who is supposed to be fairly intelligent, he works at J.P. Morgan in Manhattan...He seems to me to being a slight lack of intelligence. I'm not saying the man's stupid.
And one more piece of information about their father. He used to stay in Britain, so he would have understood the precarious nature of weather.
Yes.
He would have carried a big umbrella.
That's why he had such a big umbrella, because he was used to the British weather. I'm not insulting the man. It was a very nice gesture, but a rather unnecessary one when they both could have kept dry very easily.
Well, I think you're underestimating... the torrential rain, what that means. Because sometimes, I think when you are in heavy rain, it's just almost impossible to keep both people dry. But just let's
then
try to...
Then why were they walking in the rain in the first place?
They
shouldn't have walked in the rain.
Well, that's a better question. Maybe they were in a hurry. Anyway, I think maybe we can detach from this story slightly.
Yes.
I mean, Oh, okay, I'm going to get emotional, because I just saw this message from a father, and his surname is Joe, and my surname is Joe, and he is my dad. Okay.
How convenient.
I'm not making this up, okay?
Hello, Mr. Joe.
Yeah. All right, and my dad says, okay, thank you, Dad, for listening. He says that this is a really good topic, but this photo...the situation it portrays means nothing. This is not 上刀山下火海. This is not going up a mountain with daggers on it, or, you know, in a sea of fire. Any father or mother would do it for their kid. It's just rain, and it's easy. The adult is probably stronger, and when you compare the two, maybe it'll take forever for the kid to get well, and then you'll need to take some time off to look after the kid. So it's better for the stronger person to bear the burden, so to speak.
Well, that's a good point. But my point is still that it was unnecessary for either of them to get wet. If the man had had three children, excuse me, then it would not have been possible for him to carry three children. Then I could see it would be a very nice picture, the three kids under the one umbrella, the man getting soaked. Then you can see easily there was no choice. This was the only choice possible. But in this case, the man did have a choice, and he chose to get wet when he could have stayed dry. This is the essence of this whole photo.
Well, the father was quite enthusiastic about teaching his son to be independent. I don't think he understands the idea that for one to be independent doesn't just mean not relying on others, but also you need to be able to protect yourself in the first place.
Look, if it's true that the man wanted the son to be independent, why isn't the boy holding the umbrella? It just does not add up. So it doesn't add up at all. This thing about the independence, there's nothing less independent than having a flunky hold an umbrella for you as you walk through the rain.
That's true. I mean, when we take airplanes and we see that, notice on how to keep safe, that in case of the loss of cabin pressure, that adults need to be fastened their oxygen mask first before they help the kids do that. So in that case, people are taught to do that. But in this torrential rain case, the father wasn't obviously thinking straight.
Yeah.
What? Okay, that's the conclusion we arrive at? I cannot agree
with
that.
Well, I don't agree with that. So you're saying that because of what they do in aeroplanes, because of the oxygen mask, they say, put your oxygen mask on first. You're saying that the man should have put the umbrella over himself and let the boy get wet.
I mean, the father should think of a method that protects himself as well as the kid.
It's called carrying the boy.
Yes.
Or, look, he works at J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
Hasn't he got $10 for a taxi fare?
Well, sometimes in torrential rain, it's difficult to get a taxi. And in New York City, Manhattan in general, it's just almost impossible to get
a taxi.
All right? So, okay, no matter what you guys say, I'm going to still be the sentimental and emotional person. I'm not letting emotion
You're letting your cloud heart
my,
rule your head.
My eyes, because I don't think the story itself is that big of a deal. But I think it's when you think about what your parents are willing to do for you and what they've done for you, and in a metaphorically speaking way, okay, my dad is listening. he has sheltered a lot of rain, wind whatsoever in my life for me, and still allow me to have the chance to get that out there, get burned a little bit, get wet a little bit, and understand what life has been. So thank you, Dad, for not being a dictator and still giving me that kind of roof that I kind of needed.
Wow. I mean, that's what I call a great speech. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you.
But you are letting your heart rule your head. And I agree that when you first see the picture, there is an emotional response. But then if you use your brain, you think, oh, well, actually, it was a bit silly. You know, neither one of them needed to get wet.
Well,
that's
sometimes
true.
I think maybe...
Maybe that's how men and women think differently.
It seems like that father and I seem to think in a similar vein in some way. Well, to tell you how I really let my emotion cloud my judgment, or I don't think it's clouding my judgment. It's not entirely relevant here, but I want to share my personal story. Yesterday, there was major rain in Beijing. I got out of the office, and I did this one thing that shocked a lot of people. Basically, I took off my coat, because I didn't have an umbrella, and I covered my handbag using it. Okay, see, judgmental eyes there.
Yes.
But
say if you had a child, and then you have a precious bag with you, and there's torrential rain.
Oh no!
Which one would you protect first?
Yes, which one, Hyung?
When I have a child, I wouldn't have the
fashion,
money to get
family.
That luxury handbag.
Genius answer. Very good answer. Yes.
Well, you know, it's half month salary, baby. Of course, I'm gonna use whatever to shelter it. So, yeah.
You could put the child in the bag.
It's not a dog, Mark. It's not your dog. A dog can be put in a bag, maybe.